everyone's like, oh my god, Bitcoin, crypto, kasi laki ng tinaas niya. At di na fomo na sila kasi everyone's doing it. Definitely, you feel na, yes, important talaga ang investing. But that doesn't mean immediately kung ano mang investment that comes to your way, pasok na lahat din yung pera. No, it doesn't work like that. You also need to be aware. So, yun nga, what is your goal? How much money do you have? How much risk can you afford to take? Those things are also important to take into consideration when making your own financial decisions.
Welcome to another season of Mishconception. Again, if it's the first time that you're listening to this podcast, please do check the other episodes out. But if you've been here and you've been listening to my episode, I hope you'll appreciate this season two. As what I've mentioned, season two is all about decisions and not just misconceptions. So for this week's decisions, we'll talk about decisions on how to manage your finances. You know, as we adult or as we age, it's really important for us to focus more on how we handle our personal finances. And it's better to start as early as possible. But it doesn't mean that if you're at that latter 20s or you're in your 30s and you haven't paid attention to it, that it's too late. You can always just start. So today, I invite a very special guest. She may be young, but she has done her research at a very early age. Super admirable. And I really want to encourage our listeners to do the same. Growing up, we tend to listen to a lot of, you know, successful people, more established people talking about how they have handled their personal finances. We have a lot of financial advisors, but I want to change things up a bit. I want to frame this episode to be more relatable to our listeners because, of course, we listen to all those established people and din na sila eh. It's hard to relate to them knowing that they've already established it. So this one, I want to invite someone more relatable and also more in a younger age. So that just really to emphasize that you don't need to wait. It is really when you decide to start. So joining me today is a very bright young lady. She's a third-year PolSci student in the University of the Philippines, and she currently has 140,000 subscribers in her YouTube channel doing informative videos of personal finance, self-development, and the like. So let's all welcome Nicole Alba. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Mish. Thanks for having me here today. Super exciting. Thanks for the introduction.
No worries. You know, I was telling you, you know, off the record that I find what you're doing super admirable. As early as, you know, you're a 20-year-old, sobrang bata, and yet ang dami mo nang nagawang video about personal finance. I've seen your videos and very well researched, and it's really just to inform, I guess, people of the same age, people who are younger, and actually nakakatuwa, and I've seen comments, even 30s and 40-year-old fans are commenting that, you know, thanking you for doing these videos and inspiring them to start their personal finance. So I just wanted to check, you know, I know you're still a student. How's life studying at home with this pandemic?
Okay, how's life in general? Well, I think this goes for everyone, but ever since the pandemic, it's been challenging, definitely. We're all forced to find something to occupy our time with, which is why I started YouTube. And I guess here, that's also the reason why I'm here now. It's so different now when there's online classes. I'm not going to say that I have a lot more time now as compared to in-person classes, but it comes with its own challenges. When you're learning online, I don't know if people at my age could say the same, but I feel like I'm not learning at all, or maybe learning a little bit. Like it's difficult. Yeah, I think that's
actually
what I want to say.
Yeah, because I have interns before, they've also shared the same thing. And I actually joined this new app called Clubhouse, and there was one room talking about, you know, studying online. So I just listening to all the current college students' dilemma and how they could cope. Ang hirap, like ako personally, I can't imagine studying college at home and virtually. So sobrang saludo ko sa inyo and how you guys are doing it. It's super hard.
Because, definitely.
Diba? Oh. Meetings nga lang eh. Like for example, for work, when I have meetings, it's so hard to focus also and just to really look at the screen and put your 100% in a meeting, diba? Because there's emails coming in. There are people messaging you. There are so many distractions. What more if it's classes, diba? Mm-hmm. But yun. I mean, interestingly, I guess that's my segue to you know, what made you start doing all these personal finance videos, and what made you start your YouTube channel? Is it really because of this, you know, pandemic, or were you doing this way back now, or really wanting to do this way back?
So that's an interesting question, because ever since I was younger, I really liked making videos. So I would edit small videos here and there. And leading up to my high school graduation, I was getting pressured. Oh no, I'm about to go into adulting. What am I supposed to do? What are the things I'm supposed to prepare? And I made this list. And on that list, one of the items I had on there was to start a YouTube channel. At the time, I didn't know what I was going to do it about. I just knew that it would be nice to have a channel. But then 2 years after, I didn't really do anything right after that. Until the pandemic hit, all of us were just like at home, not really doing anything. I was done with playing Animal Crossing every day. I'm like, no, I can't keep doing this. So I wanted to do something, because I was also I was starting to feel the frustration being someone who really wants to achieve a lot of things. And then at the same time, I'm just playing Animal Crossing every day. But what am I doing? So yeah, I said, you know what? I always wanted to make YouTube videos, so maybe I could try that. And there, I just started. I created my first video, I posted it, and that's just, I guess, how everything started.
Mm-hmm. I like it. You were able to make use of, you know, the downtime supposedly during the lockdown, and turn it into something creative and something, you know, useful for your listeners and viewers. That's really impressive. You know, I keep saying this because honestly, at 20, I don't even think I was thinking about, you know, personal. I mean, I had my goals. I started actually planning as early as 16. I was conscious, but not as actively as what you're doing. And I'm sure a lot of the people are also stuck in the same thing, because you're going to say, okay lang, bata pa naman ako, I'll enjoy life first, or hindi pa yan yung time. When in fact, if you think about it, there's this concept of time value of money and opportunity cost, right? So the later you start, technically you're losing money already as it is by not starting to take care of your finances. Mm-mm. So typically I ask my guests na, what's your misconception of the last part in your first season? This time I'm going to ask, what made you decide to start talking about personal finance? Why personal finance? Because I know you're a Paul Sai student. Why the interest on personal finance per se?
Since this is the misconception podcast, I guess the biggest misconception about me, especially to my viewers, is they think that my course is something related to finance nga, or accounting, business, because parang I know so much about it. But then a lot of people get shocked, like, what? You're Paul Sai? Oh, okay. And I also say that as like, you don't have to be in business or accounting to know about these things. You can know about this, whatever your course is, whatever your age is. But besides that, why I got so interested in this, also like there, like leading up to my high school graduation, I was getting pressured, right? Adulting, oh no, what am I going to do? And I was also feeling the confusion, like the frustration also. Nah, I don't know what course I'm going to get. Am I going to be okay? I don't know what job I'm going to get. But something that I realized, you know what? This is a joke that people say, you know, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I just want to be rich. So it's funny. During the summer of my high school graduation, I was really looking, searching how to earn money, because I at least recognize that I might not know what I want to do, but at least I know that if I were to accumulate a lot of money, then I wouldn't have to worry about that as much, because there's like a safety net, na, diba? And rather than starting like after I graduate college, after I graduate, when real adulting comes, I can just start now. But at least I won't have to be stressed after I graduate from college. Now, oh, I need to find a job. God, I can start now. So yeah, that's like one of the first few things that really pushed me towards personal finance.
That's interesting. Totoo naman eh. I think people just don't, some people don't want to admit it. But honestly, sino bang ayaw umaman, diba? I mean, that's really it, diba? We want to do certain things. We have passion. And ideally, our passion should earn us money as well. Ultimately, mm-hmm. we have bills to pay. We have responsibilities as we adults. So their finances will really come in. Siguro before we like go through, you know, how do we start or how do we focus on each aspects or decision making that we need to do, kasi ang dami on personal finances. What kind of like person are you in terms of like the savings and the spending part? So parang may mga tao kasi, diba, they keep saving and saving and saving and then just so that they could spend later. There are people naman na they just keep spending naman. They don't have savings. But ako personally, just to share, I spend and save at the same time kasi parang ako, I'm a bit pessimistic din na parang, what if I keep saving and then I end up dying early and then I won't be able to use my money? So parang, I try to save, let's say, a certain percentage, and for every money that I get, I try to spend a little percentage just so I could enjoy din naman. So I get that mix. So what's your style naman in terms of spending and saving?
Tama naman, but I think generally, I'm a very low maintenance person. In my videos, people say nga, why are you always wearing the same thing? Or sometimes, like parang, I don't know, hindi ako mahilig to spend on the things that people my age usually spend on. I've always been, I don't know, I think it just came from my parents also. Palaging inaano na, hindi mo malam kung gaano kamahal yan, you should save, gano'n gano'n, whatever. But yeah, generally, I'm a low maintenance person, but hindi ako kuripo to the point that I'm never gonna spend any of my money. I recognize that if I need to spend money, then I'm the type na, yeah, I'm gonna spend money if I see the reason to spend. And I think that's the, ano, for a lot of people now, they think na, once you start managing your money, once you start budgeting, kailangan maging kuripot ka to be able to make progress in anything. But that's absolutely not the point with anything naman when you're exercising or ano. If you feel like you're depriving yourself of something, then that's not going to be a very good experience for you, personal finance or not. The key really is, right, yeah, tama-tama lang. You spend, you save, but don't spend to the point na YOLO, tapos wala ka na talagang save for yourself in the future. But also, wag mo kuriputan sarili mo where you're miserable. So, ganun. I think I have an okay balance with my spending habits and my saving habits.
Yeah. I think I saw in one of your videos na you allocate a certain money for spending. And pag naubos na yun, okay, you can't spend anymore because that's your allocated budget.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much but, the same. Like, ganun din yung mindset.
For me, ang hirap kasi I don't budget. And I don't see the need for me to budget talaga meticulously. Especially the age I'm in now. The age I'm at. Right now, I'm still living with my parents. I don't really have bills to pay. Lucky for me, no? And yeah, what I do na lang, I don't want to think, oh, 20% lang ba to? 30% lang ba to? Yeah, just like set aside this money in this pile and that's just me. I spend that. You know, in my video, I call it my free to spend fund. Ganun.
Now, that's really interesting. So, okay, so you were saying you're still young and you still live with your parents, diba? And you don't feel the need to budget yet. Actually, just to share, ako din, parang, of course, I'm older than you are, so I've tried all my methods in doing budgeting, and I have my Excel sheet and all, and which we could discuss later. But eventually, I had the same like realization na parang there's no point counting it to the last percentage budgeting kasi most of the time hindi naman talaga siya nasusunod. And to me, parang what worked for me is realizing ano ba talaga yung gusto kong gawin. Diba, ultimately, gusto ko may net savings ako. So, no matter what I budget, if, as long as, whether over budget ako or under budget, basta yung net target na savings ko is still, you know, within what I want it to be. Technically, I still get the same goal, diba? So, parang eventually, parang I stop doing budgeting as well.
Because I think the struggle of someone also, other people, I'm not gonna exclude myself before then. From all or nothing, diba? It's either I get to budget this, but then if I exceed, oh no, I'm a horrible person. I suck at personal finance. But that shouldn't be the case. It's always like adjusting naman talaga. And just like do what works for you. As long as you're making progress, sometimes you're gonna make a lot of progress, sometimes you're gonna make small progress, but at least you're still moving.
Yeah. Correct. That's true. Parang find the perfect jam for you, I guess, or yung parang perfect balance in how you manage your own finances. But of course, not everyone has that luxury yet, diba? I'm not saying ever they won't have it, but this is the purpose of this episode, at least for those who doesn't know how to start. So maybe we could like go through like considerations, diba? So when you adult or when you grow up, there are a lot of finances or decisions that you need to make, diba? How many credit cards do you need? Do you even need credit cards? How do you track your expenses? We talk about budgeting already. How many bank accounts do you need? What kind of investment do you do? What do you spend on? And dami, diba? So we'll try to go through each as quickly as we can, or parang just give them an idea. So maybe we can start about goal setting. To start, syempre, I was sharing earlier na for me, the reason why I started tracking my own personal finances and why I started being conscious is when I started writing goals. For me, okay, at this age, I want to have this kind of, this much money. For mm-hmm. this age, I want to be able to buy these things, diba? Kasi ultimately, like what you said, the goal is naman to get rich. So, how do you get to that without putting goals, diba? So, that's how it worked for me, at least for the past few years. For you naman, Nicole.
Definitely agree. You need a goal to aim towards. No, I really do focus on the progress much more than the goals. Like, goals are nice to have, but eventually you need to also find a way to monitor your progress going towards that goal. Parang, I find goals are just like, parang target mo siya, but it's not like, once you, nilagay mo yung target dun, hindi ka naman gumagalaw. But, yeah, but you know, goal setting and personal finance, I always say, naman, important thing, first and foremost, like, definitely, you can read a lot of budgets. You know it's important. You know you should save money. You know you should budget. But ultimately, you need to identify, why is it important for you? Like, definitely, is it a strong of a reason for you to save? Pag hindi, kasi, I just saw this article and sabi dito kasi I need to save. And I save. And then suddenly, you break that. Parang you get tempted and then wala, mawala yung saving habit mo. But if you have a stronger reason as to why you save, and there's no correct reason naman. Like, some people who are older might be saving for their family, their children's education fund. Whereas someone who's younger, baka yun nga. My goal is to get rich eventually. Kaya yun yung reason ko kung bakit ako nagsisave. With every peso, with every milk tea na I refuse, this is my reason. So ganun, I think with anything that we do in life, I think it's important to have to set the intention on why you're doing it.
Agree. So, in terms of, like, di ba, we have that, what you said, the goal setting. I think another important thing that we need to take note of when we do our personal finance is more on the tracking. Mm-hmm. I saw what you said, na spreadsheet everything. And I could totally agree because I have my own spreadsheet also. I actually call it Mixel. Excel.
That's funny. Okay.
So, I named my Excel. So, it's basically tracking all my... at first, I tried tracking expenses. Mm-hmm. And then, after a while, sumuko ako. Kasi ang dami. And what worked for me in that Excel is tracking each and every account that I have. Bank accounts that I have, e-wallets, investments, etc. And I just track the balances and get the net worth. And then at the same time, I just have targets per end year. For example, for 2021, for example lang, I want to save up 500,000 mm-hmm. for the year. So towards the year, I'll just work on how far am I from that goal, and then every year I'll just keep doing that. Ganun lang ginagawa ko. And then obviously the goal each year parang increases, diba? So that essentially, kahit magkano yung gastusin ko throughout the year, my logic is, basta, by December 31, whatever that year is, I had 500,000 saved. So, that's the style, and that's the Excel sheet that I have. For you, I know you have your own spreadsheet also.
Ako, yung talagang tracking your expenses, diba? Not everyone needs to track their expenses. Some people don't want, like, every single transaction dapat nakalagay dun. Kasi hassle sa iba. Some people, they just want minimal tracking kasi that's what works best for them. But personally, ever since I started this, the reason why I created the spreadsheet in the first place is, yung a cardinal rule, diba? You know your intention. The next step naman, you need to know where you're starting from, your baseline. Remember, not everyone is going to be starting from the same point, but how are you gonna make your parang action plan towards your goal if you don't know what you're starting with? If you're a student, do you have allowance coming in? Or if you're already working, how much savings do you have? Or how much debt do you have? So that's what my spreadsheet was for. And I don't know, I guess over the years, I've just stuck to that spreadsheet. And now it's hard for me to change the budgeting tool I use because I'm so, like, used to it. Alam ko lang, I just track every peso there. And I can see, pag maraming red yan, oop, marami akong gastos. Mm-hmm. Maraming green, which is marami akong income. That's good. Ganun, that's what I use with my spreadsheet. Talagang track every single peso. The one I say in my videos. So that, mas ano ako, conscious about what's happening to my money. Yeah. Minsan kasi, yeah, if you don't, for some people kasi, like, oh yeah, 50 pesos na naman yan, 70 pesos. you don't, hindi mo na mamalaya na malaki na pala yun. But at least ako in my method na, I track every 50 peso I spend on this, or I track, bigla naglabas ako ng malaking 5,000, I can see it on my spreadsheet.
Yeah. Actually, yun, that's a very nice point that you said. Yung mga 50 pesos lang yan, 20 pesos lang yan, maliit na bagay lang yan. But when you start counting those, dun tayo nalalagot eh, kasi hindi natin napapansin na they actually sum up to a bigger amount. And the same with, let's say, apart from tracking those in your Excel, I just want to talk about credit cards, diba? Mm-mm. Kasi that's also one thing that people should manage. More often than not, when you have credit cards, kasi iniisip mo, ah, okay lang, basta i-credit card ko na lang, bahala na lang. Tapos nagugulat lahat kapagating ng bill. Parang, ganito ba kadami yung ginastos ko? Diba? And typically, you don't have one card. You have multiple cards.
And it's like bottomless yung feel eh. Parang it's a plastic card. You don't feel it. Pag swipe, okay na yun. I'll wait for my bill na lang at the end of the month. You don't feel the ouch.
Yeah, and then every month that you receive the bill, that's a big ouch. And then, you don't have a choice. You need to spend. You'll tell yourself, si Dibale, next month na lang. But in reality, nangyayari ba talaga yun? No, because you don't really manage the expenses as much. You just really rely on the plastic card so much, diba? Just, you know, swiping and swiping. Especially now na yun, online, Lazada and Shopee and all the boodle, diba? At some point, just to share, memorize ko na yung credit card number ko. So, it's that bad kasi, well, kanya-kanya, diba? Because I have multiple cards, but I prefer to use one card lang just for the miles and the points. So, yun, guys, tip also. Try to research the best card for your purpose, whether it's for miles, for cashback, or for, let's say, just earning points to change it for any, let's say,
vouchers,
diba? Tsaka yung mga free. So, how many cards do you have now, Nicole?
Okay, so since I'm 20, diba, usually, pwede ka lang magka-credit card here in the Philippines once you're 21.
Correct.
So ako, for the longest time, I wanted a credit card just because parang, wow, ultimate adulting tool. But ako, like, what I did, ako, I'm still new to the credit card thing. I got my first credit card mga December last year. So I'm still, like, using it. Pero it's not, since I already learned how to track my money, ganun, everything like that, I don't encounter the problems that most or a lot of first-time card users encounter. I just treat mine as like cash. It's not like an extra, like, oh, all of a sudden, may ganito yung credit limit ko, boom, yun yung extra spending power ko. No, I just do it like, okay, whatever I will spend for my free-to-spend fund, ganun din siya. In my spreadsheet, I have it like, as it's a column in my account, my bank account, my wallet, ganun. And then one column is my credit card, and it's at zero. So every time I spend, it will become negative, syempre. And then I made it red. It will go red if ever my ano dun. Para immediately, when I look at my spreadsheet, my balance yung credit card ko. And I can see how much I'm nearing to using up my credit limit.
Great.
But, you know, I only have one. Hopefully in the future, I can get more. But that was the reason why I wanted to get then as early as possible. I made a video about it na credit cards are not bad. Some people think, oh yeah, they're so bad because once you hold a credit card, you're immediately going to go into debt. But no, it's just a tool for you. It helps you manage your money and it helps you leverage your money. Ganun. I only have one. But in the future, baka I can start earning mga points and fly for free. Who knows? But yeah.
Actually, totoo yun. Kasi I think that's one misconception also on credit cards. People think that it's evil when you have a lot because it's a trap because you start spending money here and there. But in reality, it really depends on how you manage it. You've mentioned a few. And I've seen different people use credit cards in different ways. There are people who just use one card just so they could track and effectively track it on their own. Kasi nga, hindi nila namamalayan. There are people who have multiple cards because they have different purpose for each. Kasi credit cards have their own perks, diba? So I have a card just for to earn miles back when pre-pandemic, madalas kasi tayo mag-travel. So, mabilis kumita ng miles. I have a card specifically, let's just say, for, you know, free items, diba? Yung parang may mga ganun. And there's just cards na parang perfect for installment. Diba? Not to mention, if you manage your working capital quite well, each of your cards should have a different due date.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could actually extend your working capital or extend the time you need to pay the credit card company if you time your spending well.
Mm-mm.
So, for example, if you have a card na due date 5, 15, and 25, for example, tapos nandun ka na sa, you're buying something on the 20th, obviously, hindi mo gagamitin yung 25th kasi sisingilin ka na, di ba, at that point in time. Hindi mo magagamit yung credit mo. So, that's also another way, you know, like what you said, to extend your credit and make use of the money. Maybe you can use that money to invest it elsewhere, di ba, while waiting for that payment. So, it's not totally bad, at least for the credit card.
Mm-mm.
Another thing, I think bank accounts, diba? Bank accounts and e-wallets, isabay na natin. Because bank accounts, usually, some people prefer to have few. Some bank accounts, some people prefer to have many. I know you have a lot. And just to share, also, I also have a lot for the same reasons na I have a purpose for each bank account that I have. So yun, maybe you can share more about it. It's impressive that someone as young as you also have those kinds of mindset na ang daming bank accounts.
So talaga my main reason for having a lot of accounts is that it makes it easier for me to section in my brain kung para saan ba talaga ang this pile of money, para saan to. Kasi sometimes I do say na, okay, one bank account lang. But ang hirap, siyempre you set a limit for yourself. Okay, ito lang yung masispend ko. Pero since it's like, andun lahat yung pera mo, it's not like impossible na all of a sudden, ay, sumobra sa budget ko. At least pag segregated siya, you can be honest with yourself na, yes, itong bank account that's meant for this, I can see na parang nagaano yung spending ko. And that's like, yeah, that's my reason for having a lot of accounts. But then also, because I'm the type of person when I'm getting into something, gusto ko matry lahat so I can make the best decision ko. Ano ba talaga ang gusto ko? Syempre, like a lot of people usually stick with their bank na talaga, whatever their parents opened for them ever since they were younger, yun yung bank nila. But sometimes, ako talaga, gusto ko talaga mag-experiment. So I went through a phase na, okay, I tried this bank account. So I can, ano, experience. I've tried BDO, Metro Bank, Union Bank, Security Bank. But yeah, eventually, ninarrow down ko na lang kung ano ba talaga yung gusto ko. Because I like their customer service or I like their app. Yeah.
For right now, I know you're still young. Obviously, there's each of those account has its purpose, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get them for, like what you say, you like the customer service, you like purpose. I know you also have, like, those high interest yielding ones like the ING, the GSave, diba? For us to get most of those returns. Mm-hmm. So, ganun yung mindset, diba? The reason why you have a lot. Because some people really prefer to just narrow it down to one or two just because they don't want to manage a lot of, you know, bank accounts.
Definitely, that's fine. It's ito nga, diba, personal finance because it's very personal to you on what you need and how you want to manage your money. There's not, hindi naman like, yeah, talagang kailangan magkaroon ng maraming bank accounts. No, that's just me. So, correct. Yeah, you really have to find what works for you.
Yeah, if anything, really, this episode, what I want to emphasize is, you know, it's a tip from a millennial and a Gen Z on how we both manage our accounts. But again, like what you said, personal finance is very personal. It doesn't mean that it worked for us. It's going to work for them. But it is what's working for us. Mm. Like, for me, I think I have like 6 bank accounts, if I'm not mistaken, because, you know, payroll bank, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have my savings bank, my operating bank. Like what I typically do just to run down whenever I see my pay, for example, I tend to like disperse it into the different accounts. One is just really purely saving. I don't touch the money in that account, in that bank. Mm-hmm. It's just really emergency fund. I transfer a certain percentage to my operating account. I call it operating because if I have credit card bills or I have other things, that's where I get the money from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just funnel some in the high yielding ones, diba? Those are just really to get me the 4% return. Hindi pa na 4% na yun. Pero you get what I mean, di ba? So,
yeah.
Mga ganun. And of course, other things, expenses also. So, that's why I also have those bank accounts. And hopefully, whoever's listening to this podcast, it's really up to you on what works for you. You can try having multiple bank accounts. You can have one or two, whatever that really works for you. And it's all about, you know, managing it. I think my next topic would be more on expenses, decision making on those. We touched briefly on those earlier na parang you need to find that right balance. And people always think na trap ang installment at ang sale. So what are your thoughts on that?
With anything naman eh. advertisers, mga shopping sites, they get really good. They hire the best people to figure out how to make you spend money. So you need to be aware of that. You can't just rely on, yeah, promise ko sa sarili ko na I'm gonna save this much. No, people are literally designing things to make you spend. So sometimes it plays against your own psychology. Ganun. So you really have to deliberate. So yeah, there's a lot of shopping sites and they really have the systems to make you spend. They've hired the best people to create the systems para mapagastos ka. So you really have to be intentional and really set the systems para hindi ka madala sa mga systems that they created. And definitely, it could be a trap, itong installments, mga sales, because even with credit cards, diba, it's a trap because, you know, how do credit card companies earn? Well, they earn from the interest that they charge on your debt. Pero, there's a way for you to take advantage of the system. Kunwari, pag sale, Lazada sale, big sale, you can buy the things that you really wanted to buy that you know you've already decided, hindi siya imposed by. So there's a way for you to make the system work for you. Kailangan nga talaga ma-discard eh, parang ganun. That's my view on those.
Yeah, I think kasi I see two different school of thoughts here eh. Kasi every time we sale, parang sinasabi nila, okay, it's on 70%, for example, 1,000. It's on 70% off, so it's now just 300 pesos, diba? You're not saving 700, you're losing 300. That's one aspect of it, diba? Parang people can say na, you don't really have to spend that 300 pesos, pero dahil nag 70% off siya, binili mo siya. That's one thought. The other way to look at it is, yun nga, you save 700 pesos of something that should have cost you 1,000. Now it's just like 300, di ba? But it now goes back to the question, do you even need it in the first place? Or was it an impulse buying? That, I guess that's where the difference is. Eh? If kailangan mo talaga siya ever since, binantayan mo siya, and now you're getting it for 300 pesos versus 1,000, that's a big sale. That's a big win for you. But if you really don't need it, at wala lang, impulse, ang ganda eh, 70% off, binili ko siya. And how many of those are you buying, di ba?
No.
300 pesos yan now. But if meron kang mga 10 or more na ganung klaseng impulse buy, how much is that gonna cost you in the, over the long time?
So I guess yung that's... mga emotional... Oh. Mm. Like, something I also want to say, no, it's not bad to spend naman kung mag-sale ka. Okay lang. Kung maganda, cute sa'yo, okay, bilhin mo. But if you end up regretting it later, that's the problem din eh. Mm-hmm. Parang, oh my God, I spent so much money. Why am I like this? But a way for me to curb that, syempre, I'm not perfect. But yun nga, you can set up the systems like having a free-to-spend fund. Ito lang yung Lazada fund ko. Pinrepair ko na ahead of time. Ito lang yung pwede ko gastusin during the sale. But yun nga, when it comes to spending money, I really think it's important that you're more intentional with how you spend your money. You can spend your money however way you like, but make sure you really do intend to spend that. Yeah. Not just like, ay, na-impulse buy ka, or ay, na-ganito, nakikita na ko sa color, things like that.
Agree. As in, I really think when you choose to spend it to begin with, stop regretting about it na in the future. I guess just to share, when I travel, I set aside a travel fund. So, for example, when I travel locally or travel in a different country, I'll give myself, for example, pay 50,000. This 50,000 is free for me to spend for this trip. So, I will not feel guilty if I spend within the 50,000. Obviously, if I spend beyond that, that's the time I feel guilty because that's not what I budgeted for, diba? For me, when I set aside that 50,000, I've already thought about the possible things I need, the food that I need to buy, and that's it. And if I spend below that and I still have money, then I have luxury to buy other things that I might not need pero gusto ko lang. To me, it's just, yun, naset aside ko na yung budget dun.
I also have like in the working in tandem with my free-to-spend fund is my want list. Syempre na feel mo, ay, immediately. Pero bago ka mag-checkout, pwede mo na lang ilista mo muna. Okay, I wanted this on this date. Wait a bit, maybe after 3 days, 5 days. Gusto mo pa rin ba siya? Kung gusto mo, okay, check out muna. Pero pag you find na minsan, sometimes it's like na-impulse buy ka talaga eh. Pero maybe it's good. Maka 5 days, you don't want it anymore. And then delete it from the cart ka agad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, right, especially right now, diba, they give you a longer time in Lazada and Shopee to add to cart. And you'll see the price na. Hindi siya yung parang, okay, pagpatak ng 12 o'clock, tsaka mo lang makikita yung price. So it gives you more time to think also. Diba? Pero sobrang tricky nila. Minsan they're like, everyone's buying this. Why should you not buy it? Mga ganun, di ba?
Sa amin na napapansin ko, di ba, before, pag walang sale, okay, ito yung price niya. Pero during the sale, sabihin nila 50% off. Pero I remember seeing that item. It's not really 50% off. Parang weird yung naka-cancel out na old price, yeah, but then yung regular selling price nila, hindi naman talaga ganun. But yun nga, it goes back to what I was saying kanina. They really are designing this para they want to make you buy. Yeah. It's in your best interest also to figure out paano ko ba, how can I stop myself from falling into these traps?
Correct. Installment naman. Kasi diba, typically, when they try to induce you to buy from them, they also offer installment. Again, this could go both ways. A lot of people have different thoughts on this. Some people think it's a trap because you end up parang, okay, 2,000 pesos lang yan per month eh. Ano lang ba yung 2,000 pesos? Or sometimes it's like a smaller item. 500 pesos lang yan per month. Diba? Wala pa yan sa kape mo sa Starbucks, mga ganun. Yun yung mga mindset na iniisip nila. But in a bigger scheme of things, it's actually a big amount. I have a mixed feeling about that. When I was younger, for me, right now, looking back, medyo stupid thought siya, but it's actually not stupid at that time. I don't like installment because I feel like joke lang yan. Kasi if I spend 50,000, for example, it's still 50,000 na mawawala sa akin. You just delayed the agony and just, you know, did it in like multiple installments.
Mm-hmm.
But because that was the time I wasn't using the money elsewhere, that means I couldn't, that 50,000, for example, if nag-installment ako, I could have used it to invest it elsewhere. Invest in, let's say, a high-yielding bank, which gives me interest. That way, I could make use of that installment, diba? Technically, I was able to grow that money. But back then, kasi nga, when I was younger, wala akong ganung mindset. So, yung iniisip ko, I don't want to do installment. Now, syempre, wiser, I do installment and then put the money elsewhere so it could grow. Diba? Yun. I mean, different school of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Leveraging your money talaga. Pero the tricky thing is like, oh, dami mong installment, konti lang binabayaran. Tapos, ang dami mong things on installment. And all of a sudden, it hits you na, ay, marami akong binabayaran every month. Yeah, it really snowballs. It can, like you said, it can go one way or another. But yeah. Nga, ako kahit ako, I got a credit card. Minsan hindi ko binabayaran ka agad. I know that I have something on my credit card. Pero lagay ko muna sa high interest savings account mo na yun. Earn like 5 pesos or more, 10 pesos or more. And then use that to pay. But just make sure that you can actually afford those installments. You can actually afford the things that you put on your credit card. But in the future, hindi ka may, oh my God, hindi pala. Mm-mm.
I think it's really the conscious effort eh. Kasi syempre, medyo, it sounds all matrabaho if you think about it. Na parang, ha? Eh, due date na siya, ayaw mo pa siya bayaran, may pera ka naman. But in reality, if you think about it, kahit mag-ilang piso yan, if you put it in a good yielding account, you actually earn more, di ba? On those days na hindi mo pa siya binabayaran. So ako, actually, technically, sinasagad ko din yung credit card due date na yun. Kasi, again, older and wiser. Back then, wala eh. Parang, I just wanna pay it just so tapos na yung credit card bill. Pero hindi ko naiisip na if I put it elsewhere, technically, like what you said, 5 piso man yan or kung ilang piso yan per day na makukuha ko, malaki pa rin yun, di ba? To offset some of the expenses.
Ito sa every peso counts talaga. But this is for ano na, like when you already have confidence and you're managing your money. Pero pag in the beginner, hindi ka pa sure kung talagang ganun ka talagang tao or mamaya ma-spend mo ka agad yun, better to be safe na pay it off ka agad. But, yeah, you know, once you level up that personal finance ladder na, you know, you confident ka na sa pagmamanage, then you can do that. You can start finding ways talaga to maximize yung, I guess, the returns or the benefits with your money tools that you have.
Correct. I think even now with e-wallets, that's another bank account that people should be mindful of na they should also... Ang bilis kasing mag-out ng pera sa e-wallet na yun versus sa bank account, diba? Not everyone is on online banking, so it's harder. It has more controls. But for example, for GCash, can literally just send money out. So people should be more mindful also on how they manage their expenses in GCash. That's why there's GSave there, diba? If hindi mo naman kailangan, lagay mo muna doon. It will earn you interest as well for those e-wallets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Siguro, I think one item na lang that I want to discuss with it's, you know, going through everything that you've said, retirement planning. We always hear it, di ba? Have you started on yours?
No. I got asked this. I was invited somewhere to talk about this. And she asked me, how do you see yourself at 50 years old? Parang ako like, wait. I haven't thought about it, honestly speaking. Hindi ko napag-isipan na to think super far ahead. But ako, for me also, I think okay na sa akin for now to focus really on the process of doing things much more than the goal. Talaga, like, okay, if I'm in the future, parang it's hard to imagine na 50 at 50 years old, how much money should I have? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what standard of living I want to have. But ako personally, even as now, for any goals, I really stick to the process side of things. If I'm able to nail na, yep, every month, 50% na pumapasok sa akin, masasave ko na yan, 70%. Just focusing on that process, kahit man wala akong goal or solid goal, so to speak, I know that I'm already making progress because of my processes that I set in place. Pero I think retirement planning, personally, I haven't started, no.
No, it's okay. You're young, but I get, diba, like what I said, anytime, we could always start. It's better to start early, but it's not too late to start at any point in time in your life. Personally, I do have like backups on retirement plans, like whether it's insurance, whether it's just setting aside money. But my tip, I guess, and this is just my take, I think it's more important to focus on getting rich now than getting rich in the future. Mm-hmm, I think it's also... Hindi naman mali, pero siguro ako, yun lang yung mindset ko na parang, sure, it's important to do retirement planning, right? But what if you're devoting so much of your time and effort just to get rich in the future, hoping you'll be able to sit back, relax once you retire?
Yeah.
Again, pessimistic. We don't know, right? What if hindi ka umabot dun sa time na yun? What if, let's say, you do end up that and then some financial market crash happened, right? And your whatever savings you have, parang nawala lang or some emergency happened. Hindi natin alam eh. So I really think it's good to have it as a backup, but at least from my mindset is it's better to get rich now than get rich in the future.
I think time value of money that you were also mentioning kanina, like 1 million pesos now is worth so much more than 1 million pesos in like 20 years, 30 years. Well, one thing kasi inflation, but then also you can already do things with that 1 million pesos that you have now. Mag-start ka ng business, you put it here. As compared to hintay mo pa in the future para magkaroon ka ng ganun.
Or, yeah.
Ideal lang naman yun. Like suddenly magkaroon ka ng 1 million. Wow, amazing. But
yeah. But I think yun din. I mean, it's also a mindset we need to share to people na you don't have to wait for your first million.
Mm-mm.
Whether it's 10,000, whether it's less than that. As long as you have the money, you need to start somewhere. And you need to start like saving and investing also when you can. And when we say like start investing, when we actually haven't talked about investing, diba? There are a lot of things that you've mentioned in your channel, whether it's UITF, whether it's the mutual funds, whether it's like, I guess, stocks, diba? Crypto, mga ganun. There are a lot of investment vehicles and even the Pag-ibig fund that, that we've seen. Diba? There's a lot of vehicles that we could use to invest, and you can check Nicole's YouTube channel for more. But what I want to like point at is you need to be mindful also on where you put your money, because it doesn't mean that everyone's doing it, that you need to do it as well. Because some people might do more research about it and baka hindi yun the same with your risk profile as well.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Definitely. Ngayon, especially now, I think relevant. Everyone's like, oh my God, Bitcoin, crypto, kasi ang laki ng tinaas niya. At din napo-FOMO na sila kasi everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm. But definitely, like what you said, you really need to assess kung kaya mo ba yung risk na yun. Do you know as much about this thing or this investment product for you to actually invest in it? And that's also something that I also say in my videos na definitely you feel na, yes, important talaga ang investing. But that doesn't mean immediately kung ano mang investment that comes to your way, pasok na lahat din yung pera. No, it doesn't work like that. You also need to be aware. So, yun nga, what is your goal? How much money do you have? How much risk can you afford to take? Those things are also important to take into consideration when making your own financial decisions.
Yeah, agree. Risk profile is very important. So if you go anywhere, any bank, any investment entity where you sign up for an investment, they will always ask you to answer a questionnaire to get your risk profile, because that's where that helps them determine how they can help you as well in terms of your risk profile. Kasi baka naman hindi ka parang counting down lang sa portfolio mo, end of the world na yun for you, diba? Kasi it really varies and not everyone's the same. You might have a more or less risk tolerance compared to other people. And at the same time, you have to factor in that whatever money you want to invest, it has to be money you're with, especially on the risky ones. It has to be money you're willing to lose as well. Diba? Kasi there's no certainty. Would we, na-imagine ba natin magkaka-pandemic noong 2019, diba? Hindi natin alam yun. But those things, we have to factor in na parang, while there are people who are very risky and they really want to put all their money in investment and eventually, diba, high risk, high reward. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it works for everyone. What if hindi talaga ganun kataas yung risk profile mo? You put all in your lahat ng money mo doon tapos nawala. Talagang wala yun, di ba? Parang why did you invest in the first place without your due diligence, without making sure, you know, you're comfortable with the whole thing. So yun din, wag ka ma-FOMO.
An additional point I want to make, because I think I'm assuming that most of the listeners of this podcast also are young people like me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Investment is definitely important, but it's not the sole thing you have to grow your wealth. Siyempre, kunwari, may 5,000 pesos ka lang, oh yeah, sure, invest mo yan. Pero hanggang saan aabot lang yung 5,000 pesos mo? It's not even that big. But ayun nga, I also recognize na not everyone has a lot to start with investing. We do say about the we keep chiming na, oh yeah, important talaga investing. Pero also, you need to find a way to grow your capital in the first place para may malaki, para you don't need to chase mga high-risk investments. Mga like, rich people are rich because they have a lot of money to grow. Like, kunwari, may 1 million pesos ka, lagay mo to something that earns you 5%, malaki na yun eh. I can't math. But I think that's 50,000 pesos ka agad. But if you had 5,000 pesos, ilagay mo yan. Kahit man makapag 100% return ka dyan, that's only 5,000 pesos. It's really important then when it comes to investing, personal finance, is also like finding ways to grow the capital that you can invest in the first place. Hindi lang naman, you don't just get rich from stocks or those kind of things. You also need, you can start businesses, side hustles, para to earn income. Ganun din. Mm-mm.
So, let me ask you, Nicole. Out of all the investments and all the, you know, personal handling or personal finance that you've done, what is the worst investment or an investment you regretted?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I did mention that I'm the type of person who really wants to try a lot of things out. And when I was learning about this entire personal finance thing, I was really like trying out whatever investment I read about. And syempre, we're here in the Philippines. There's a lot of investment scams, mga Ponzi schemes. It's so stupid now. It's so annoying when I think about it. But that's what it is in the start. Like I put my money into this one of these Ponzi schemes. Or it was called Organico. And I don't know why it didn't tick off any red flag for me. Probably because I didn't really know what actual investment looks like before. But yun, like, put 3,000 pesos in this. And then after 3 months, nagiging 6,000 siya. In my head, I don't know, like, oh yeah, definitely, that's legit. Lagay ako ng 3,000, lumabas. Oh my God, legit, legit siya. So, pasok pa ako, labas, pasok, labas. Definitely, for me, I think I'm proud na na-handle ko yung risk management ko, na yung initial capital ko, nilabas ko na kagad siya para there's no risk on my part. But, that's so stupid. That's so stupid for me on my part. And a lot of these investments, quote-unquote, na hindi actual investments, they really just... I don't know, Ponzi schemes. What the Ponzi scheme is, for those who aren't aware, is that a lot of this investments in people who pay in, and the money that they pay out to you as an investment return, quote-unquote, is just the money of the people who paid in after you. So eventually, when you think about it like that, there's no actual business there. There's no actual money-making thing there. It's just like you pay in, and then you get the money of the person who pays in after you. Ganun. And you think about it, pag nawala na yung nagpe-pay in, paano ma-receive yung mga payout? The people who are last to pay in will probably not get their money back. So, yeah, that was like one of my worst. But lucky for me, I didn't lose money. But alam ko, a lot of people lose money in these kinds of investment schemes that the Securities and Exchange Commission really warn about. But a lot of Filipinos still go into it. Like, yeah, make money. Definitely, legit yan. 60% return, 100% return.
Yeah, I think people really need to be more mindful. And research is very important. Research or asking around is really important. Kasi mabilis kang ma-attract eh. Diba? High risk, high reward nga, diba? Sinasabi natin. Pero usually, these people are offering you low risk and high reward. Parang magtaka ka din eh, diba? Parang red flags mo din na parang, how is it so easy? If it's so easy, everyone would be doing it, right?
Exactly, and, right.
Diba?
If they can grow money that fast, bakit pa sila kailangan mag-solicit ng investment from other people? Why can't they just put their own money in if it was so legit? Yeah, like really being more critical of the investments you're putting your money into. Kasi it's your hard-earned money. Hindi yung basta-basta mo lang nilalagay kung saan-saan. You really need to pay attention. Kasi in this world, no, it's not all butterflies and rainbows. Some people really are looking to take advantage of people who are more vulnerable or hindi masyado ganun kaalam sa investments.
Correct. Talagang kailangan conscious ka. I actually watched like one parang investment scam or yung mga con artists show. And they're always saying that won't people doubt this? And then I think one of the con artists said na parang there is those red flags that they're doubting. And when you people start debunking those and parang saying na okay, this is not true, this is not true, this is not true, that's the time they find it more legit pa. So parang those very red flags are the reason why they still are in the, they still get conned, kumbaga.
Definitely. Mayroon din nagko-comment sometimes sa akin nag-asking about these things na, ate, can you talk about this investment? Legit ba to or ganito? I can't review every investment out there, but yun nga, general blanket statement, you really need to be cautious na. Parang realistic ba yung ano nito? Some people, some like, yeah, legit ito. Takot ka lang or something like that. Pero if you're not comfortable with putting your money in it, okay lang, okay, fine, you put your money in it. Pero wag ka umiyak pag nawala yung pera mo.
Like,
yeah, just be more mindful. And ako, I personally wouldn't ever tell my friends or my family to put their money into that, no matter how good it may seem. Na, yeah, okay, you can make your money in that, but there's such just high risk, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I think one tip I would leave from a millennial, I'll ask your tip later, is really to find your formula. Like we've talked about, you know, we start by goal setting. And of course, when you have goals, you have to track them. That's where the spreadsheet comes in. And then you also have to factor whether you budget or you don't budget, it's up to you. Then you have to manage with your different bank accounts and e-wallets, diba? So fourth is the managing part. And then fifth is the actual expenses, diba? Build ka ng build ng capital mo, what if may hold on because you just, you know, nagli-leak lang because you keep spending, diba? Those are kind of things that you have to factor, those five things. But in reality, when you, like, I guess my tip is, whatever works for other people may not work for you. But at the same time, whatever works for other people may also work for you, diba? So it's really up to you doing trial and error based on your risk profile. You don't need to feel the FOMO na parang, okay, just in case may listeners na hindi alam yung FOMO. Fear of missing out or FOMO. So, wag kayong ma-FOMO just because some people are posting that they're earning so much with Bitcoin. They're earning so much with a lot of these investments that they have. Because, again, different risk profile, different scenarios because you don't know if how much money they're willing to lose, diba? Or how much excess cash they're able to risk at that point. And find your formula. Kung hindi ka risky na tao, baka nga, like what Nicole said, find a business, di ba? Or do just leave it in a high-yielding account. Or do time deposits. It's not so high now, guys. Pero, I mean, if it works for you, why not, di ba? Better than a 0%. So, those things. So, ikaw, Nicole, like, what are your tips to people your age? Or since you have fans naman that are older than you are, tips na din.
Well, I don't know. This is not strictly on personal finance because I'm also the type na, yeah, self-development, always making progress. But like my always takeaway in the way I view things is that everything's always a work in progress, no? Just because you're in this state right now doesn't mean you can't be better. Like you can always be better at a certain thing, whether that's personal finance or whatever aspect of your life. And I think it's important that people realize that they have more control over their life as they might think. Some people, they really leave it up to chances na bahala na, YOLO na lang, bahala na si Batman or sa pag-manage ng finances. But yun nga, if you really want something, you need to be prepared to do whatever it takes to get you the things that you want in life. Sounds cheesy to say and sometimes it's easier said than done. But yun nga, when looking at personal finance, gusto mong yumaman or gusto mong a peace of mind in life, you really need to be prepared to really, yeah, matrabaho ang pag-set up ng budgets, matrabaho ang pag-investments, but all of these efforts are for you naman, for you, for your future self in the first place. And I think that's worth it for you to start taking action, even though matrabaho siya at the start.
Correct, yeah. And we're not saying naman na you only need to do is save, diba? I think over the past hour, what we've been saying naman na you really have to find the balance. You can spend whatever money you want. It's yours. You've earned it. But it's a matter of kung ano ba yung target mo din, diba? Mm-hmm. Diba? It really goes back to personal finance, meaning your own preferences, your own goals, your own targets, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever works for you. So yun, I think that's really one thing we want. We don't want to go through like the deeper, you know, technicalities of how we do it. Again, you can visit Nicole's YouTube for more for each of those. But I guess yung gusto ko lang point out in this episode really is it doesn't work for, I mean, there's no one right formula for everyone. We could always just share what we've been doing, what worked for us. But to me, parang took a while also, diba? Parang I did trial and error before I actually reached to the point where I'm comfortable with how I manage my own finances. And it's been working for me. I have my savings. I also spend money. So, I enjoy life. I before pandemic, I still travel. But yung travel ko, sobrang, ano yun, budgeted yun. Like, piece of fares, diba? Alam mga ganun. So, yun, I guess, right balance.
Mm-mm. And saka, it is the only way for you to find that balance in the first place is like to go out there, start na. You don't need, sabi nga ni Mish kanina, you don't need 1 million pesos to start. Kahit 10,000 man yan, or kahit 50 pesos man yan. As long as you start, para you can start figuring out what works for you. You can just sit there and like, I think this will work for me, I think. But that's only like your imagination. Hindi mo talaga alam unless you actually try it. And the only reason why we're able to talk about it like this na, parang sure kami on what we're saying, is because we've experienced it with our own systems or like, yeah, ganun. But so yeah, I think it's not too late to try ever. Just go out there. There's no need to feel like the intense pressure. Definitely, sometimes we psych ourselves out too much a bit. But, you know, just abante lang. Just do the best that you can at whatever moment of end time. And eventually, you're gonna make progress naman talaga.
Agree. And be patient also. Hindi naman nag-start ka na yun, makikita ka na agad tomorrow, the following day, di ba? It takes time.
Hurot ng langit ka agad. 1 million.
Oh, yun din eh. Kasi, syempre, I mean, I guess we're all guilty ones. Kasi natin umaman agad, di ba? Pero, at the end of the day, there are a lot of like, factors that affects everything, and we just can't have the control. We just have to be patient. As long as we do things every day, like what you said, progress is more important, right, than actually just the goal. It's good to have goals, but it's really the progress that you also have to consider
mm-hmm.
in this whole journey.
Definitely.
I guess that's it. Sinagot mo na yung misconception kanina, so I won't ask you your misconception already. But yun, that's actually very impressive na, like what I said, when I found out you're a poli-sci student and you're doing all this, palang wow, that means you've done your research. Kasi diba, syempre, it really shows how much effort you put in all your videos and all the research you do. And yun, I guess that's it. Anything else?
You guys can check out my videos para my reference sa mga sip nagsasabi namin. Kasi Mish also, I guess, has watched a lot of my videos. But yeah, that could be a starting point. But definitely, wag kayo matakot, guys. And just, do your best effort.
Yeah. Maybe you can share where they could find you, socials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you guys can just type sa YouTube, Nicole Alba. That's my main platform. You'll see my videos right there, my face. But then, I'm also on Instagram, Facebook. But those links, they're just secondary things if you want to engage more with me. But you can find those in my description box. But mainly, I'm on YouTube, yeah.
There. Thank you so much, Nicole. And again, this has been a very interesting episode. Thanks for sharing your experience. And I hope our listeners will also, get something out of this episode. And obviously, hopefully they also start their own personal finance in the future. If you have any questions, feel free to just drop me a message in my Instagram at Mishconception. So please follow that in case you haven't.
Yes, thank you guys. Thank you, Mish, for having me.
That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next episode.